Welcome to WGCU's Gulf Coast Music on Fort Myers, 90.1-2 HD, and WMKO Marco, 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Matt Hannum. How did you get started in music, Matt?
Just love for music all my life, listening to it, and had a lifelong love-hate relationship with the guitar.
Yeah, you told me before this interview that you began playing music again after 2.5 years ago when you took a hiatus. So what inspired you to start back up?
Just miss playing and creating and being around other musicians and the community of music. I stopped playing music for many years, but that yearning was always in the back of my mind, and I decided to stop ignoring it and picked up the guitar again.
So how long ago did you start composing?
I've been writing for approximately 2 years now.
What are you going to be performing for us first?
A song that I wrote recently, actually last week, called M-Town Boat or Middleton Boat. Middleton is my hometown. And there's a story to the song. My best friend, his mother, owned a 74 Impala Chev. It was her secondary car. And you know, we didn't have our own vehicle, so we were always using our parents' cars. And as a 16 and 17 year old, that was a beast to drive
that
around town
in.
Yeah, and they called it the boat.
Yeah, nice.
And so we had a lot of good times with that car, and I just thought it'd be fun to write a song about it.
Racing through town in a 74 Impala Chev, $10 in the tank and we were on our way. Pedal to the metal and we really didn't have no sense. The sound of that 350 purring drove us mad. She was named the boat and she kept our fun afloat. 14-foot of Detroit heavy metal steel. Good times we had and the friends she helped us make. That big blue boat of teenage cruising dreams. Not saying I wanna live back then, but it sure be fun for a day. Let me slip on back to yesterday. Mean machine, she could lay a nasty strip on the road. 5,700 pounds in a V8 that made her go. That cruising boat on wheels, she took us where we wanted to go. So many places where our mamas wouldn't let us go. Not saying I wanna live back then, but it sure would be fun for a day. Let me slip on back to yesterday. Not saying I wanna live back then, but I sure would be fun for a day. Let me slip on back to yesterday.
That was M-Town Boat by Matt Hannum. So when did you actually come down to the United States?
Well, I actually did my second degree, my teaching degree at the University of Maine. And once I was graduated there, I went back to Canada for a year, but took a job in North Carolina after that and taught school there for a year, and then took a job in the staffing for a staffing company that summer, and was transferred down from Washington, D.C. to Florida, and I've been here ever since.
So did all the moving ever have an effect on your music? Did you?
I would say that I've got a lot of stories that are in my mind that I will certainly put on paper one day. It will probably turn into songs. For instance, I lived on a Indian reservation for a year in northern Manitoba teaching school in a fly-in community. And I'm sure there's a couple songs in that experience for sure.
Yeah, cool. What are you going to play for us next?
A song called Reflection of Your Spirit.
Can you find the light? Bring me hope again. Can you find the light? Bring me hope again. Reflection of your spirit is trapped in my body. Wicked smile consumes my dreams. Days of constant bliss have replaced a dying dream. Made me walk the long green mile. And I know how much you care. And I know we need repair. And I know dark is creeping in. Can you find a light? Bring me hope again. Bring me hope again. Stare in the mirror. Who am I looking at? Disenchant reflection of me. Now that you're gone, I don't know how to begin. Memory haunts my nightly dreams. And I know how much you care. And I know we need repair. And I know dark's creeping in. Can you find a light? Bring me hope again. Bring me hope again. Shut out the light and left me behind. Sent into me redemption for you. Your real-time resolve has left me dreaming for you. Release me from these ties I bind. And I know how much you care. And I know we need repair. And I know dark's creeping in. Can you find the light? Bring me hope again. Bring me hope again. reflection of your spirit is trapped in my mind.
That was Reflection of Your Spirit by Matt Hanum. Where was the inspiration for that song?
Hard to say. It's a love song. It's hard to say. Those love songs, they can come out of nowhere, unfortunately. Yeah.
So you play guitar. Are there any other instruments you play or want to learn?
I would like to learn piano. I've got one, but it's just a showpiece right now.
Yeah, nice.
My daughter will learn it, and then she can teach me.
Perfect.
I'll pay for her, and then I'll get the
mooch off lessons.
That's right. I'll get the mooch off lessons.
What will you be performing next?
A song called "Nova Scotia Home." At this point, that's a song about more or less missing home. It had been a couple years since I had been home at one point when I wrote this in 2011, and I was just sitting in my garage one afternoon, and the song came out of me, and it's a fun song.
Perfect.
Wishing for my Nova Scotia home, thinking about my family home, left in search of bigger dreams. Now I'm gone, just wanna go home. Home is where the heart is, yeah, that's what they say. But my soul is in Nova Scotia, I will live there again someday. Take me home to where I belong. Don't want to be farewell no more. Take me home to where I belong. Don't want to be farewell no more. Good times, friends and family, it's memories I have inside of me. Left in search of foolish dreams, happiness was there in front of me. Young sang about North Ontario, they don't have the great big sea. Bay of Fundy and Annapolis County, they have so much to see. Take me home to where I belong. Don't want to be farewell no more. Take me home to where I belong. Don't want to be farewell no more. Take me home to where I belong. Don't want to be farewell no more.
Nova Scotia home.
So what part would you say does music play in your life?
Now, it's certainly one of the most important things that I have going. It's certainly my number one hobby at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like every other musician, I guess I would like it to become something else one day. But if it does or it doesn't, it'll always be an important part of what I do and who I am.
Do you think you have a piece or song that best reflects that role?
Yeah, there's certainly a few songs like that. Most songs that I write, there's a part of me in them anyways, like any other songwriter. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are 100% Matt Hanum songs, lyrics and music, they're certainly they're a piece of me.
What's next?
A song called "Past the Pain." It's another love song, and I actually wrote this when my wife was away one time, and it's funny, we weren't arguing or anything, but I was missing her, and this song came out of me and made it onto paper.
Here I am alone again, missing you and the times we had. Oh, 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 oh. Told me lies and I hid from you. Don't let me pass the pain to you. Oh, 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 oh. Tell me, why did you close that door? Choose me, you will love me again. Take me, you are my everything. Trust again, reopen that door. Here I am, alone again. Need to feel close again. Don't let me pass pain to you again. Tell me where your heart has gone. Leaving me, be my family again. Understand me, always be there for you. And a melody, voice is a song to me. Here I am, alone again. Need to feel close again. Don't let me pass pain to you again.
That was Pass the Pain by Matt Hanum. So I was, for your wife, does she have a favorite song? Do you let her listen to your music? Is it out of the relationship?
Yeah, she actually likes the song Reflection of Your Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's her favorite of my songs that she's told me.
Ah,
so
what's next?
A song called Shame. It's a song more or less about poverty and people without and people in need that I wrote about, and how inspiration is to try to inspire people to not ignore mm-hmm. those in need.
Thank you. down and listen to me. Don't say a word, don't whisper a verse. Just listen to what I have to say. Help me rewrite some of the mistakes I've made. Saw a man on the street today, held a sign that said we'll work for food. Stirred my head and I drove away. Shame on me for being such a selfish fool. Widowed wife, four little mouths to feed. Stirring the channel and I blocked them from my mind. Shame on me for being such a heartless fool. Your hand. Shame on me for bringing shame on you. Twist my chains and I will now help you.
That was Shame. So you've gone from math teacher to staffing agent, and now you're a part-time musician and composer. So where do you think the future is going to take you?
I really try not to think about that. I just go through life day by day and enjoy my family and my job and my friends and in music and other friends that I've met along the way. And one day, if I'm able to sell a song, that would be great. If it never happens, I'm fine with that as well. I'm having fun.
Matt, what are you going to play for us next?
This is a song that's very personal to me. It's called Dylan's Song. In 2004, my wife and I had a son, and he unfortunately passed away just 6 hours after he was born. And this was a healing song for me. It's an important song to me and one of my favorites. It's quite simple, but beautiful to me anyways.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
February 2004 was the worst month of my life. That's when my little boy was born and when he died. Dylan's his name, he had a 6-hour life. Why did he take him? Why were we forsaken? Why did he take him? Why were we forsaken? Don't let me pass the pain to you. Don't let me pass the pain to you. Or I'll pass the pain to you. Or I'll pass the pain to you. Never got sing, play guitar, and bedazzled guy. Some 9 years now since he went to the other side. But I still think of him every day of my life. And why did it take him? Why were we forsaken? Why did it take and why were we forsaken? Don't let me pass the pain to you. Don't let me pass the pain to you. Or I'll pass the pain to you. Or I'll pass the pain to you.
That was Dylan's song by our guest, Matt Hannum. So where can people hear you perform?
Right now, you can find me at a lot of the local open mics at places like the French Connection, downtown Fort Myers. Also at the Americana Community Music Association listening room in Fort Myers. I'm a member of the ACMA, which is a group dedicated to promoting independent music, and in particularly Americana-type music, which can be encompass a lot of different genres. But we have traveling musicians that come through there regularly, professionals, and it's a great experience for those musicians that don't necessarily want to play bars all the time, but like to go to a place where people are actually there to watch them and music, and an intimate setting. We can seat probably, you know, no more than 60 or 70 people in there, but that's perfect for a traveling musician. Yeah. So
what will you be performing for us next?
A song called How Many Tears. It's actually a song that is associated with the Americana Community Music Association, which I'm a member of. As a group, we've taken on a couple charities, one being ACT, the women's shelter, and some of the participants, the people who live there, are being serviced by them as part of therapy to get some of their experiences out. They write poetry or stories in paper, and then us musicians, we take those lyrics or words and turn them into lyrics and put them into a song format. So we come up with the music and we do the arrangement.
That's a great tradition.
And a lot of time we'll have to change some of the words around to turn it into a lyrical format.
Right.
But it's a great way. The ladies over there, I think, are appreciative of our work.
That's very cool.
I found strength I thought I'd never had. I was tired of being angry and sad. Seems the pain has just begun. How can I undo the things I've done? How many tears I gonna have to fall before I get through it all? Give me patience and give me eyes that see. Give me solace, give me inner peace. Give me love and help me to stand tall. Give me pride and sad, for I have fallen. How many tears? How many tears? How many tears? How many tears should fall before I stand tall? How long is it gonna rain before I'm happy again? Thinking when I left you, the nightmare would end. Never even knowing that it all began. Wounds are starting to heal, but healing so slow. Lord, I really want to know. Will you give me patience and give me eyes that see? Give me solace, give me inner peace. Give me love and help me to stand tall. Give me pride and sad, for I fall. How many tears? How many tears? How many tears? How many tears should fall before I stand tall? How many tears should fall before I stand tall?
That was How Many Tears by our guest Matt Hannum. And what's the final song you'll be playing for us?
A song called A Part of the Cycle. A friend of mine, Jeff Galleon, who's a local singer-songwriter, also a member of the ACMA, partnered up to write a song together. He wrote the lyrics, and I came up with the music. And that song's about abuse.
Child's born, don't sleep through the night. Father screams, keep that kid quiet. Boy and his toys kicked to the side. Scene plays out night after night. First day of school, the boy's not there. Mommy and daddy, they just don't care. Don't ask where he's at when it's dark. And he's not anywhere in their hearts. No one will love him. He's out on his own, looking for anyone so he won't be alone. Takes to the streets and takes to the thieves, drinking a needle of his beliefs. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Finds a girl she shares as hers. She don't know who love feels little worth. Says he loves her, but he strikes her with his hands. She claims she don't mind a black eye from a man. She takes the abuse going on 10 years. Her and the children take the pain and the tears. Finally one day some she's not there. She says she's gone, but she don't say where. No one will love him. He's out on his own, looking for anyone so he won't be alone. Takes to the street and takes to the thieves, drinking a needle from his leaves. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That was A Part of the Cycle by our guest Matt Hannum. For Richard Chinqui, Luke Martin, and Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida's Music, I'm James Till on WGCU's Gulf Coast Music. Have a great day.